Washington, D.C. is a site of many climate strikes and marches. Crowds will gather in front of the White House or the Capitol to pressure elected officials and lawmakers to take more drastic measures to combat climate change. These demonstrations point to worsening heat waves, wildfires, floods, and other climate change impacts that many people around the world are already starting to witness firsthand, even here in D.C. If you're listening to this now, there's a good chance climate change, or at least our environment, is something on your mind. You might be confused or even skeptical. To see how climate change is already affecting the district, you can just go a few blocks away from these national protests on the Mall.
As you know, we're having climate change. The sea level is rising. And I ride my bike down there and walk down there all the time. The water comes over the river wall. If it rains 2 inches or more, it will come right over the river wall onto the land.
Sí, está más peor. Bueno, no recuerdo cuando vine aquí, siempre ha sido caliente por este tiempo. Bueno, por este tiempo, ya este mes ya es cambia, pero ahorita no, estamos propio calor.
In this season of the climate divide, we're going to show how extreme weather events like storms have been impacting people's lives for a long time now.
I started to realize that the water problem was much bigger than just my basement.
How our cities were and continue to be built has a lot to do with how residents are affected. And there are many local groups working together to re-envision their neighborhoods to improve the quality of life. We'll also hear how the DC government is emphasizing climate resiliency and address an important question. How do we ensure that the people most affected by heat waves or flooding are included in shaping our city's future? This is season 2 of The Climate Divide, an Hola Cultura podcast supported by Spotlight DC and the Pulitzer Center. New episodes coming November 9th, wherever you get your podcasts.